So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So in today's session, we're going to talk about the different types of content that's going to help your business this year. And if you're not putting out a ton of content, you're severely going to be lacking. If you're not lacking already, you're going to suffer later on this year because other people are putting out a significant amount of content. And we know, because just before we came live, I was just looking on Google Analytics and looking at some of our stats. We know that through the increase of content we're putting out, the amount of increase is significant. I mean, I'm looking at some of the stats here. Increase in website visitors in this last 30 days compared with the previous 30 days is a whopping 86%. One of the pages that we're pushing a lot of traffic to has increased by 90%. Another one of our pages that we are increasingly pushing traffic to has an increase of 241%. Our website design page has traffic has increased 192%. Our case studies page has increased by 690%. And all of that is through the process of putting out an increased amount of content. And you have to be putting out content. You've got to be putting out more and more and more content. And yet, I know it's time consuming, but that's why a business like ours exists, so that we can help you put out more content, drive more traffic back to the website and close more business. There's no question that this stuff works. And so we're going to cover the four different areas that you should be doing right now that's going to help you. And obviously, number one is just writing articles, like creating lots and lots of articles. Now, does it take time to write an article? Of course it does. Does something like ChatGPT, does that help? Yes, it does in terms of coming out with content ideas. But what you don't want to do is use something like ChatGPT or some other AI tool just to write a load of content, copy and paste it and release it. That's not what's going to work for you. It has to have that human touch. It has to have your personality onto it. And so when we're posting out content, you know, we're writing it and we're putting out our own personal opinions in that content and our personality is going out in that content. And some of it is informative, some of it is educational, some of it is just entertaining to some extent. At least I think it is. I'm sure people don't think it is. But putting out an increased amount of articles. And so then what happens is, because we're writing these articles on our website, naturally, we would then post out onto social media, I've written this article, this is the link, and then we're driving traffic back to your website. And that's working really well. Does it take time? Is it expensive? It can be. But are the rewards worth it? Well, that's up to you, really. You've got to drive traffic back to the website. You've got to make sure that then people are taking the next best step, booking in a strategy call. And, you know, I guess the next obvious question is, have our number of strategy calls increased because of the amount of content that we're putting out? And yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, as a marketing company, we put out a lot of content. I suppose one of the biggest problems we're going to have is, where do we go for the next 30 days? You know, doubling down on the amount of content we're already putting out is quite difficult. But, you know, you're not up against your competitors right now. You're up against Netflix and Prime and Disney and the cinema and Barbie and Oppenheimer, and you're up against all these different companies and all these different forms of entertainment to take people's attention away. That's really who you're up against. And so you might be going, well, you know, my competitors are not putting out that much content. They're doing all right. They're doing other things. The content and the written articles that you're putting out will also help on your search engine optimization. And so it has to be part of your marketing mix. And so if other people aren't putting out content, then that's definitely a reason why you should be putting out content. And if people are putting out content, then absolutely that should be another reason why you should be putting out content as well. But again, that's why, you know, we're just taking on another client this week. They use us, sort the website out, create a sales funnel, create the articles, create the content, edit the videos. All of that's done for you. It's pretty cool. So the next type of content that you need to be producing is live videos. So stuff like this works really, really well. People love live. And also, this is what's really interesting. It might not be that people are watching you, you know, for the whole 20 minutes that you go live. But what's happening is that people are recognizing that you've gone live. And then they're recognizing again that you go live the next time and again the next time. And then what people are doing is they're having this conversation inside their own head like, Oh my gosh, Dan's live again. Dan goes live a lot. Dan's digital marketing agency. God, they're everywhere. When I owned my own lettings agency in Leeds, which we sold back in 12 years ago, 2011, if memory serves, and people were like, I had to use you guys in the end because everywhere I went, that's where you were. I had to use you in the end because everywhere you went, that's where you were. And it's true. We put out a lot of social media content. We had our little cars driving around. We had our furniture packages, vans driving around, all branded. And obviously 12 years ago was very different than it is today. If we ran that lettings agency, we'd just be live showing people flats live all day long. Live video is where it's at, folks. And there's another reason why you want to go live. And that's because it's going to make your life easier when it comes to creating shorts or reels. So you've got like YouTube shorts, you've got Facebook reels and Instagram as well. So these are like 59 seconds or less. They go out and, you know, they're usually across the top on your app on your mobile device. And, you know, we put a reel out, for example, or a YouTube short, and we'll get 2,000 views on it the same day. We put a normal video out, we get 4 views. And it's not about people consuming that content again. It's about people recognizing that you are live yet again. And then matching what you do with digital marketing, or, you know, for our business, with digital marketing, for your business, whatever that happens to be. And so we're putting out, again, a lot of content, but that content comes from live. So, for example, this live that we're doing right now, we take this video and then we pull out snippets that are less than a minute long, and it's got a little bit of text on it as well. And then we add some music to it. We put a nice board around it so people know it's us, and then we'll schedule that out. And so Office One, this is, by the way, one of the reasons I've gone live, not been live for 2 weeks. And I'm like, we need to produce some more reels. So let's go live to produce the reels. And then we take maybe, say, between 6 and 10 shorts or reels out of this video. And then we post them one a day. So now we've got maybe between 6 and 10 days worth of other content as well as the live content. Works an absolute treat. And then the other thing that you can do is pre-recorded video. Now, I actually film in my car usually when I'm driving over to CrossFit. It's like an 8-minute journey. And in that 8-minute journey, I usually go live for maybe 4, 5, or 6 minutes. And then we'll pull out the video out of that pre-recorded. And sometimes we'll top and tail it. And what I mean by that is we'll put an intro, we'll put an outro, we'll put some B-roll in it. We've got video editors that do it. I used to do it, but now we've got video editors, and I've done for quite some time. And they're the same video editors that do my stuff, that does all our client stuff as well. So I know that I'm in good hands because I see some of the work that goes out for our clients, which is truly amazing on the pre-recorded videos. But in order to pull out those little shorts and those little reels and those little snippets, videos, that's what's going to work very well. Now, this is like a two-step process. So if you think about this, the first step is you've got to get out there and be seen, and you've got to be out in front of people. So I went to a networking event in Leeds on Tuesday. I was in Leeds last week. I was speaking to a very nice guy, runs a property magazine, and we're chatting away. And he was like, oh, it's you. And he got a little bit starstruck. And he actually said, it feels like I've met a celebrity, because he listens to the podcast. And by the way, if you listen to this podcast, thank you for listening. But it's like, you can walk in a room and people already know who you are, even though they've never met you. And do you remember that saying? You want to get to the stage where you can walk into a room and not have to introduce yourself. As it happened, I did have to introduce myself, and many recognised me at that point. But still a little bit more work to do there, I feel. And so this is why you should be creating, and you should be producing, like, all this content. Like, for example, for that chap with the property magazine, he should be going live, talking about the interview he's just done, and then, you know, having the link back to his interview, and then going live about it, talking about the stuff that he's learned and why other people should sit and watch that interview. Now, if he does that for every interview he ever does, you're driving all this traffic back to your website. People are then going to start subscribing and so on. This is just where it's at. This is what marketing a business in 2023 and onwards, that's what it's going to look like. But you're going to have to create a lot of content and start putting out that content. Anyway, a very short one, not been live for a while, wanted to cover off with those sort of things, and hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on the next one. Have a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.